Okay, well, not a whole lot new here. We're just rolling through camp. As you've seen out there, a lot of situations, a lot of teamwork, a lot of, moving the field, down and distance, kicking situations, end of game situations, all those kind of things. Keep doing that for another couple days. And then, roll into our preparations tomorrow for Philly. And, be ready to go Monday night. So it's training camp. And, just trying to stay on schedule and get things covered that we are going to need to do during the season. Maybe they'll come up in the preseason games. Maybe they won't. But, we're going to have to be ready for them sooner or later. So that's where we're at.
At this point in the season, how much do you scale down your preparation for a specific team like the Eagles as opposed to what you might do in the regular season?
Yeah, it's... I don't know, a third maybe. It's a lot less, significantly, yeah. And they're going to be playing a lot of people just like we are, so it's really more about just having a basic understanding of what they do and then, more of us going out and seeing if we can do what we've been practicing.
Bill, with your practice time cut down with 3 games in 10 days, and this being a different kind of situation, not like any other year specifically, is there almost an urgency for you and your staff in your own minds to have a lineup where you're going to be because your practice time is going to be cut down a little bit, because of the concentration of games?
Yeah, I think what's, the unusual thing about this situation is just our ability to install anything, to actually put in plays or cover things. And so this week is pretty much about it. I think we'll have good practices next week against Tampa like we had against New Orleans, and the preseason games will be beneficial to us. But in terms of actually being able to go out there and talk about something in the morning, walk through it, practice it in the afternoon, watch the film at night, correct it, go through the some of the little things that didn't come up or that did come up that we need to kind of go back over again or fine-tune, like that's what you lose. So after this is it. We're just out on the practice field against Tampa and then turn right around and play the Giants, and so there's no real time to install or work on anything. It's just try to get ready for a game in a couple days.
Is there a danger that it's going to hurt your player evaluation though?
This certainly isn't the ideal way to set it up, but we'll do the best we can with the opportunities that we have. So,
Bill, we're coming to the close of training camp. How would you assess the progress that you've made in camp, and are you on schedule at this?
Yeah, well, again, the schedule kind of is only for a short period of time. After that, you're kind of adjusting to where you're at on that, some things you might be ahead on, some things you'll be behind on, other things will come up that you have to manage relative to injuries or practice situations, things like that. So, we've got a little more time to get done what we need to get done before we play these 3 games. And, I think there are some things that we're okay on. There's other things we need a lot of work on. We always have to evaluate the team, the players, and not just the individual players, but how they work together collectively as a unit. So that's, that really is more coming up, I would say, with the 3 games and the practice against Tampa. We've had some, but there'll be a lot more here.
Can you recall a camp where you haven't had to go inside? I was waiting till the end to ask. You just, probably have a storm today.
We try never to go in there, but... And, we have been sometimes. I can't remember. But, we try to play pretty much through everything except for, lightning. Not going to play through that. But, the rain and all that. I don't care about that. If it rains, it rains. If it's hot, it's hot.
Talked a little bit about Stallworth yesterday. You brought in some other receivers. Some are here still, some aren't. But overall, have you been happy with the level of play at this point for the receivers in general?
For the group of receivers?
The group, yes.
Well, I mean, again, I think there's always plenty of room for improvement. I'd say that about every position and every player. But overall, I think the group has worked hard, that they overall know what, you know, what to do, and they've tried to do it. And there's things that we've gotten better at. There's other things that we need to continue to work on. We saw some things from New Orleans, coverage-wise, technique-wise, that we don't do exactly that way. I'm sure we'll see that in the next 3 weeks from, you know, Philadelphia and Tampa and the Giants. So those will be good learning situations for us. But, I mean, overall, I think the groups, they've competed well. And, you know, we do a lot of things offensively. They've had to learn a lot, and they've done overall a pretty good job of that.
Bill, do you have a relationship with Jeff Demps at all? Or do you get to know him?
I mean, we scout all the players that come out in the draft, so... I mean, he wasn't at the combine, and he didn't have a spring workout. So we didn't have that interaction with him. Other than that, you know, we're not allowed to scout him except for, you know, like to watch practice, you know, when we're allowed in, that kind of thing. But you can't have the same kind of interaction with him during the season that you can have when they're once they've declared for the draft.
Could you just give me your scouting report? I mean, obviously he's a world-class speed guy, but as a football player,
I mean, I think it's pretty well documented.
In terms of what he could be in the NFL, though, I mean, obviously he was a running back.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, he's a running back that's return kicks. It's fast. I mean, I'm sure you can dig that out.
Bill, you talked to Jabbar today. How is he feeling?
Day to day. We'll see how it goes today. I mean, I don't think this is life-threatening.
You changed Rob Ninkovich's responsibilities a little bit this year. Can you talk about both what you did and how it's coming along?
Well, you know, Rob's always played at the end of the line of scrimmage, so that's still where he plays. And some things he's doing this year, he's done in the past, maybe in different frequencies or percentages, but... You know, he's still fundamentally an end-of-the-line player.
So we don't worry about labels as whether he's a former linebacker or a lineman or defensive end.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. I see him as an end-of-the-line player. That's the way I would classify him. You can call him whatever you want. Doesn't matter to me.
Off returns, what did the statistics show you last year in terms of, you know, with the ball being moved up in terms of like the number of returns, were they dramatically reduced? And I guess the second part of that is how does that affect maybe your thoughts on a returner, the value of that position?
Well, the number of returns was down, and that was there was a higher percentage of those earlier in the year, and then later in the year when the weather wasn't as warm, conditions weren't quite as favorable, then percentage wise there were more balls returned, but still less than in the past. So, and we didn't return them very well in any conditions at any time, so and still haven't based on the New Orleans game. So I mean, that's obviously an area that we can improve in, that we have worked hard in, but based on the results, still need to do a lot more work on. So, important area of the game. It's a big momentum play. It's a way to answer the opponent's score or start of the half, whatever the situation is there. But it's a big play in the game and important play. So we put a lot of stock in that, just like we do every other play.
So it really still is an important play. You know, I know one line of thinking was that maybe the rule change would almost make it not, the play might not even be relevant because there wouldn't be.
And that was, you know, true. I mean, you look at a team like Denver, I mean, they went through the whole first half of the season. I don't think they had five kickoffs returned. I mean, it was a ridiculously low number. But still, every once in a while, you know, a good kicker will miss hit one, or the conditions will be such that he can't touch back it, and then the ball's in play. I mean, there are other teams that didn't do it as well as they did, but, you know, there are plenty of teams that, you know, based on their kicker, were took themselves out of some coverage situations, or vice versa. Didn't have many return opportunities against certain kickers in certain, you know, in favorable kicking conditions.
How much did you see opponents try to actually not kick it, you know, either through the end zone or into the end zone, and almost try to use the idea of the pop kick, I guess, to pin you deeper, you know?
I'd say not much. Unless it was after a penalty, you know, if there was a personal foul, any extra point or something like that, and they're kicking off from midfield. But normal kickoff situations, I would say not much. They try to kick it away, and, you know, if it touchbacks, it touchbacks. If it doesn't, I mean, one thing you did see last year was a lot of returners bringing the ball out from deep in the end zone, you know, 6, 7, 8 yards deep sometimes. You definitely saw more of that. And, you know, sometimes there's a tendency for the kicking team to let up a little bit when they see that ball that deep in the end zone. Sometimes they assume that it's going to be downed, and then, you know, the returner brings it out. So, I mean, that's not a statistical thing. It's just got to be a little more aware of it. But that happened a few times, especially early in the year. You know, the returners didn't get many chances, and if they caught it, even if they were 7, 8 yards deep, they're still coming. So,
was there any statistical breakdown based on what you looked into it, the way you looked into it, whether or not a team was behind by a certain score, and their decision on whether or not to bring it out, like if it was deep in the end zone, how much of an impact the score had to do with that?
I haven't done that, no.
Has anybody said anything about new footballs for this weekend?
Not to me.
You ever see yourself living on a space station for 6 months, Bill?
I don't like heights. That'd be pretty interesting. Float around there.
You float all around. You can throw a football really long ways.
I bet you can. They get a golf ball a long way, too, right?
You wouldn't have the touchback concerns when you kick off.
Drive the green.
You can have whatever you want.
Okay. Thanks. All right.